Program today, Jarka Halkova profiles the filmmaker Jan Špata in this edition of Czechs in History.
Jan Špata would have celebrated his 74th birthday on October 25th if he hadn't died in August this year after a short and serious illness. A documentary maker, cameraman and professor at the FAMU Film School, he made more than 300 documentaries and 107 feature films, such as Carpe Diem, The Biggest Wish, Respice Finem, Is the Sun Shining, Heart in Hand and many others. During his life, he won 60 Czech as well as international awards. If you open a phone book and choose any name, you will for sure find a story. There is a story behind each name. Having an interesting and attractive subject is important, but what is more important for a good film is what is going on in its creator, whether he likes living and whether he longs for something. In that case, he finds beautiful things basically everywhere, said Jan Špata in an interview some 4 years ago.
He was a boy from small town, from the mountains, and maybe it's better to say he was a village boy in his soul. Although he was a philosopher and a very emotional filmmaker, he was interested in pure things, very simple things that shows something very nice and very clear. He was a philosopher of the day life. He didn't have some philosophical theories. He watched people. He was studying people. He was studying situations in the life, in the normal life. His situations in his films were normal situations, no some catastrophical and no effect situation.
Says Milan Stoll, a student and colleague of Jan Špata.
He was making films about people, how they love each other, how they are good to each other. It's not anything for the effect only. And he was of the same range. He was normal man, normal boy, who is very interested in shining children's eyes, and topics of the film, of his films, was really only life, nothing more, but what is more.
Milan Stoll met his idol, whose name he had known from the credits of films, during his entrance examination at FAMU. When asked who was his favorite Czech documentary maker, he named Špata, who was himself a member of the examination committee. After studying under Špata, Stoll cooperated with him as a cameraman and assistant.
I knew that he is a classic of the Czech film. That's why I was very surprised that he is still living. When you know that somebody is classic, you think that classic must be dead, and he was living classic.
The movies of Jan Špata were most of all about positive things. He created profiles of many well-known actors, sportsmen and sportswomen, artists and ordinary people who, despite difficulties, came to terms with reality and found a positive aspect of their existence. He loved active and big-hearted people.
It's better to show how somebody is bad, somebody is taking drugs, but he was on the people, for example, who are taking drugs, showing how good they could be. And it was new thing how to watch the life. It was a kind of positivism in his films. When you are watching his films, you are like in a psychological clinics, and he is saying, yes, this is positivism, and you must live like this.
During his entire career, Špata balanced on the edge of emotionality and sentimentality. His style has had a major influence on other Czech filmmakers since the 60s, but is nowadays challenged by documentary makers who prefer to look at the dark side of human beings. Video technology provided filmmakers with great possibilities. Finally, directors were no longer restricted by expensive material and could film for long hours. While many of those freed of limitations ended up with piles of material, Špata kept to his routine of 30 years. For a 15-minute film, he set a limit of 2 hours material.
He took the filming as a sport match. He was preparing for this. He had good sleep before it. He was eating good before when the filming started. So he was really like sportsman in the match or in some competition. Because for him it was competition. So if other filmmakers are making films for months and they have a lot of material and so on, so I must do it in 2 weeks.
Milan Stoll continues talking about his teacher. He was demanding, modest and hard on himself more than on others. That is how he remembers Jan Špata. He recalls many occasions when he taught him a lesson by asking a subject a surprising question. That moment of surprise was for Špata priceless. For example, when a heart surgeon admits that he would be scared to death to undergo a surgery he knows every single detail about.
I saw that there is not possible to be the second Jan Špata. He can teach me, he can show me how he does it, but I can't do it like him. There is something that I can't learn. He was filming intuitively. He could open the people, and it's a kind of art.
Špata made his final film in 1998, placing himself in an unusual situation in front of the camera. The movie Laugh I Am Leaving is the confession of a highly successful man.
He, in this film, showed his work, and he was talking about his work and showing some situations from his films and so on. It's a kind of textbook for documentary filmmakers.
Milan Stoll interviewed and filmed his idol, teacher, and as he puts it, second father. He then rewrote and published all those memories in a book called Moments of Joy.
He really knew that it was his last film, and many people were very surprised why in the top of the career, why he is leaving this. I think it was very good solution because he had some motto. It's better when the people ask you why are you not filming than they are asking why are you filming.
Jan Špata retreated to the countryside the year he made his last film. Although many believed he would come back to the work he adored so much, he didn't even consider it. He enjoyed the life of a village man, the same way as he did in his childhood.